You know, one of the things that is so good about so many people, Dr. Post, is that there are so many people who really like doing good just for the sake of doing good. And one of those areas is an area that you brought up. When you and I were talking off air, there are so many people who are very interested in doing what we can to help our young people. And one of the things that you were sharing with me, we didn't go into detail, but you were sharing with me that there's a connection between adolescent substance abuse and doing good. Could you break that down for us?
Well, there is. So, you know, we've been studying adolescent substance abuse and alcohol abuse for many years through a program at the Cleveland Clinic and Case Western Reserve Medical School and Harvard and Stony Brook. And what's really interesting is that when young people get involved in AA programs, for example, one of the important things in AA is the 12th step.
Yes.
And that means you're going to help other people, focusing, by the way, on other people with your difficulty and your challenges. So you go to an AA meeting and somebody's making the coffee, putting out the chairs, giving testimony. Everybody has something helpful to do. Folks who've been around a little more or sponsoring newcomers. Mm-hmm. We actually studied how helping others affects recovery. And it turns out that if people go dry at day one and you follow them for a year, the high quartile helpers, the ones who are doing a lot of helping, and that may, by the way, mean, visiting the hospital when somebody has a relapse or whatever, but just doing a lot of helping compared to the low quartile, the high quartile has a 40% recovery rate after 1 year with no relapse.
Interesting.
The low helpers have about a 20% recovery rate after 1 year.
What was that recovery rate again for the high quartile?
The high quartile is 40%.
Wow.
The low quartile is 20%. So you double the likelihood of a secure recovery from alcoholism, and if you're in Narcotics Anonymous, the same thing goes. If you're helping others, and you know, that's because a lot of people, frankly, you know, they get into these difficulties because maybe they're a little bit on the narcissistic side. It's very clear that young people who are high in helping behaviors and volunteering and wanting to, if they report that they want to use their talents to help humanity, they're almost entirely protected from substance abuse. But it's the ones who just don't sort of hear that music who get caught up in it, and it's difficult. But if you can bring them into a community and get them involved and let that light turn on, then it really helps them a great deal. And also with depression. So the depression rates are pretty high for people who get into addictive behaviors. The helping activity is an absolute sure shot way of lowering depression. It's called the helper's high.
Interesting. And so that by helping them with the depression, they're probably benefiting in a number of ways then.
Absolutely. The 12-step program is an interesting one, but if you look at things much more broadly, you know, many kids now are, you know, struggling with anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. There's a large suicide rate among young people. And one of the sure-shot recommendations that anybody in adolescent psychiatry should make is, find a way to help others and make a difference in their lives. You know, good role models can help you do that.
Yeah.
You want to take the right opportunities and you want to stick with them. But absolutely, getting beyond self and the sort of malaise, the last lack of meaning, the kind of desperate emptiness of growing up and all the desperate detours that people take, some of them lethal.
Yes.
You know, the really the best thing you can do is get involved in a community. Sometimes it's a faith community. It can be a school. It can be any kind of organization. But just the more you get involved in doing things to help others, the more you're going to benefit as a byproduct. It's not like you're necessarily doing it because you think it's good for you and whatever, but as a byproduct or side effect, chances are very, very high that you're going to have all kinds of benefits and find meaning in life and do better in school. People worry about school. Best predictor of whether someone's going to do well in school is if they have some purpose beyond themselves that they're interested in learning for.
Interesting. And so that's part of the reason that a lot of college admissions departments look for some type of community service in applicants.
That's right. Hopefully sincere, not just a line item on a resume.
Well, you know, something you mentioned, I'm going to mention this very briefly, and I'm going to ask you to tell us for a minute, tell us about your book just before our time runs out. But those 12 steps, and the one that came to my mind really and truly most poignantly was making amends to those we've done wrong or hurt. And I can see that activity, especially if the person, like you say, is doing it for the right reason, pulling us out of ourselves so that we're able to pour into someone else just for the sake of pouring into them. And again, of course, in this case, because we've done something to have hurt them, but still, I could see tremendous benefit coming from that if it's done with the right attitude.
Absolutely. That's called fourth stepping, you know, and it's very meaningful because if you have enough humility to recognize the hurt that you've created in the world around you, and if you can make sincere apologies, you achieve a level of humility that allows other people to come into your life. If you don't have humility and you think, well, I'm the only one in the room, you know, you're always hurting people and pushing people around. But if you can be truly apologetic and humble about your life and have those kinds of insights, it's a great thing.
Wow. Could you tell us again about your book?
Well, the book is Why Good Things Happen to Good People, How to Live a Happier, Healthier, and Longer Life Through the Simple Act of Giving. And it's done real well. It's been a bestseller on a few lists. We probably need to update it a little bit, but it's got all these different ways of giving, and it's a nice way to live your life. So there's a website called Why Good Things Happen, and you can pick it up on Amazon, just Stephen Post, Why Good Things Happen to Good People. And as a generalization, they do. That doesn't mean that, you know, you can't have a sudden diagnosis or get in a car accident, but science's generalizations, as a generalization, it's good to be good, much better than not being good.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us, Dr. Post.
You're welcome.
All right, everyone. Remember, it's good to be good, so be good. Let some of life's best moments come through you. You'll benefit. Till next time.